Columbia, this is Houston. What's the time?
The NRQ Morning Show.
Here, set up and ready, over.
Some planet, other our own.
Is that anything? We can blast them right off the earth.
Yeah!
Alternative 103.7 KNRQ. Welcome back to the KNRQ Morning Show. I am stoked to invite my very good friend Jeff from Red 5 Hot Dog in the studio. Part of the food truck frenzy we got going on right now. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, how you guys doing?
I almost did it again.
I know.
That Big Red. I don't know why I keep calling it Big Red. Red 5 Hot Dog Company. How are you?
I am doing fantastic.
You're
Thank
part
you.
Of the food truck frenzy.
Food truck frenzy. Third year. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. It is the third year. And it all wraps up on June 27th. Pints for a Cause going on for HIV Alliance. So you're involved in all that. And I love your hot dogs. So
thank you.
I'm really, really hoping that
I love my hot dogs too.
I don't want to play favorites, but I love these. And thank you for bringing me some. Unfortunately, I'm the only one in here now talking. So I have to strategically do
right.
this. Quick, tell me a story.
Exactly.
Vamp.
Exactly.
Vamp.
So you can take a bite of your hot dog and not...
Oh, man.
Yeah, I made it especially messy because I know you like them simple.
Yes, I do.
The classic mustard and ketchup.
Uh-huh.
I did put relish on one of them. I just couldn't resist.
Oh, man.
I know.
Oh,
it's
God.
Really hard to just do ketchup and mustard.
I love these hot dogs.
Yeah.
I love the fact that you are parked down in our parking lot
yeah.
every Thursday.
Every Thursday. We'll be down there this afternoon.
You went all the way through the winter, too.
I did go all the way. In fact, I have a picture of our cart down there in the snow. Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I can always rely on you and honk at you and scare you
right,
when I come
yeah.
back from my break. What's your favorite thing about having a food truck?
You know, I think probably my favorite one, I think the community, the food truck community is we're all really tight. We all know each other pretty well, help each other out. If we've got, you know, if there's an event coming up, we let each other know that there's something going on or if somebody's looking for food trucks. And I think that that's unique to our industry.
What?
Yeah. I'm not saying a word. Not saying a word. Yeah.
Keep going. You're doing great.
Yeah, so I think that that's probably the best thing that I like about the food having the food truck is the other food truck people.
What goes on your hot dogs when you make them?
My own personal. That changes periodically. Right now, we do have 20 different condiments to choose from, and I'm a bit of a condiment whore, if you will.
Okay.
I like a lot of stuff, a lot of goo, especially. I like right now. I'm doing both the stone ground and the honey mustard, mayonnaise, barbecue, and sriracha.
Whoa!
Once in a while, I'll throw on some horseradish if I'm
feeling extra
feeling
spicy.
Exactly.
A little crazy.
A little saucy, if you will.
That's insane.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest hot dog you've ever made?
You know, I tell you, I think the one that always I think it's weird is when people get everything on the hot dog. Most people will come and not realize that we have 20 condiments and say they want everything on it. And usually when I tell them you understand that's 20 condiments. They say, oh, no, I don't. And they'll get like five things.
That's weird.
But
I thought that.
Sometimes we get people that do want all 20 condiments.
What?
I can't imagine that tastes very good, to be honest.
I thought that's what you described previously when you were talking about yours. I was like, what else do you even have down there? Were you always obsessed with hot dogs? Why did you pick hot
you know,
dogs?
You know, actually, that's a great question. No, I as a child, I did not like hot dogs.
What?
Yeah. And mostly it took me a while to figure that out.
You were a crazy child.
Well, here's the thing. The only time I ever had hot dogs was in like backyard barbecues mm-hmm. or at the lake mm-hmm. and they were always grilled. And I still to this day do not like grilled hot dogs.
Really?
Yes.
Or grilled hot dogs.
Yeah, that's why we don't have a grill. People ask a lot why I don't do grilled hot dogs. I don't like them. That's why.
And it seems like...
And it's really just all about me, so...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now it all comes out.
Right, yeah.
Now the truth comes out. Totally unrelated question real fast. What's going on with your face?
Oh, you're talking about the facial pubes?
Out of control, man.
It is a little, yeah. It mostly is just laziness.
Okay,
you know?
I'm staging an intervention.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
What I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm going to write you a letter, let you know how your beard has affected my life in a negative way. Get all your loved ones together. That's awesome. So how are you feeling about the competition this year?
Yeah, you know, I tell you, I'm not sure. I don't know how it's going to go. You know, last year, to be honest, I was pretty surprised that we did as well as we did.
Were you the winners?
We were.
I thought so.
And now I will say, We got a lot of help from Ice Cream for Waffles, who was not able to participate last year. So they sent a lot of people our way.
They were great when they came in here. I loved them. Yeah. They were great. So, well, your buddies, because...
We've known each other since high school,
Truck. Do you guys have, like, food truck get-togethers?
We do every now and again, yeah. Well, especially Corey and I, since we've been friends for so long, and Casey from Sandwich, we get together and hang out outside of the industry, so... there's a few people that we get together with.
Well, I was stoked about today. This is a great way for us to kick the food truck frenzy off. And I've got interviews with the other contestants coming up. But
excellent.
I'm glad you were the one to kick it off.
Yeah, thank you.
So where do you park besides our building on Thursdays?
We are all over the place. This summer, we're pretty well booked all the way through October.
Wow.
And we've got so many different spots that we're going to be at. The best way to track us down is if you go to red5dogs.com. That'll take you straight to our Facebook page. And now we have a button at the top of the page that says use the app. Click that button. It'll take you straight to our weekly schedule on the street food app.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you can go to nrq.com right now. Oh, yeah. Starting at 8, right? Yeah. Starting at 8. So you can go to nrq.com right now and vote for your favorite food truck. And we're going to wrap it all up on June 27th. Where is that, Matt? Where are we doing that party?
Ninkasi
again. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ninkasi Brewing. Pints for a Cause to support HIV Alliance. So, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
I want to eat my hot dog.
Yeah.
So I'm going to just go ahead and get off the air now.
Yeah.
But it was nice talking to you, and I'll see you later today in the parking lot.
Good talk to you, Emma. Cheers.
Coming up, I've got Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats, Shade, and News and Sports next on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
You just want the radio on? Yeah.